Amen. This morning, if you have your Bible, turn with to Mark chapter number 9. Mark chapter number 9. I want to begin reading this morning at verse number 33. Mark chapter number 9, verse number 33. The Bible says, "And he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them, 'What was it that you disputed among yourselves by the way?' But they held their peace, for by the way they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12 and said unto them, 'If any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all.' And he took a child and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said unto them, 'Whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name receiveth me. And whosoever shall receive me, receive not me, but him that sent me.'" I want to preach this thought for just a minute, not to insult anybody, but I want to preach on this for just a minute on this thought. You think you're great, don't you? You think you're great, don't you? As we look at this today and we see in the Holy Right of God, and Mark's laying this thing out, and we see our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as He keeps marching on. I'm glad that we have a Savior that kept marching on. I'm glad we have a Lord, amen, that never give up and never compromised, never backed up, but praise God, kept moving ahead for the glory of His Father. And I'm glad today that we can see this as it plays out, and we realize there's so much here that you could never dig it all out in three or four messages. But we see the Bible here, and it tells us that He came to Capernaum and been in the house. And now we see what's taking place. We see what the Lord has told him. We see the wonderful things that the Lord has done already. Amen? Yeah. We as people today, whether saved or lost, we already know, we can see, we've been told what the Lord has done already, what He's already accomplished. But I want to say on the authority of His Word, praise God, He's not finished yet. Yeah. Amen. He's still a working. He's still a helping. He's still encouraging. He still has life in abundance to bestow on you and me. But we see this, and we can see, first of all, we can see the location where this took place. And now we can see that the Lord came back to Capernaum. And now that was the home base. And the Bible says that, and said he being in the house. Now what we see here, what we know, I know, me and Miss Teresa know, because we've been there. He wasn't in the synagogue, but he was in a house. And we know that in Capernaum there was a synagogue, and that there was a house right next door, which was Peter's house. Amen. It was Peter's house. That's where he had set up his home base. And so we see the location of this. As we come back to home base, come back to place where it's comfortable, come back to place, praise God, where they had ought to be at liberty. The Lord come in, and he come into the house, and then he asked them a question. Now I want you to notice his question. Amen. And his question was actually a question about their question. Have you ever had a question? Hello? Yeah. I'm up here. Have you ever had a question? Yeah. Amen? You know the only dumb question is one that you don't ask. Because if you don't ask, you'd never get an answer. Yeah. Amen? So they had a question to ask of the Lord. Amen. We see it here. So he asked them. He said, "What was it that you disputed among yourselves by the way?" So he asked them this question. But the Bible tells us here that there was a great hesitation. Amen? Huh? He said there was a great essay. He asked him a question straight up. He said, "Hey, what was you talking about along the way?" See, don't ever think that the Lord don't know what you're talking about. Don't ever think the Lord don't know what you're thinking about. Ever think the Lord don't know what you're doing. Amen? Don't ever think, praise God, that the Lord don't see you, because He does. Amen. And he asked them his question, and there was a great big hesitation. Amen. He said, "What was it you disputed about among yourselves, by the way?" Now that word asking is our sex. It means that he asked them, and he just kept asking them. Now I can see this in my mind. Let me just paint you, if I can, let me paint you a picture as more so we can see this together. He was asking his disciples, and he just kept asking them. I believe he was in the house, Brother Rex. And I believe as he was in the house and he was going to and fro, they were moving about, things was happening, they were in the house. Simon Peter's wife, maybe she was fixing dinner, her mother was a helping her, Peter's mother-in-law. Amen. You know, the one that was sick, Jesus went and touched her and she was healed. Yep. Amen. Praise God. I believe she's probably singing around the stove, praise God, making a cake of cornbread and some victuals for them to eat. And Jesus was among them and he's walking up and he's got the old John. He said, John, he said, what was you talking about? I don't know. Ask Peter. He asked Peter, Peter, what was you talking? What was you debating about coming down? And Peter said, I don't know. He said, go ask Judas. Amen. Oh, Judas said, hey, listen, I don't know why you're asking me. Hey, go ask Matthew. Amen. Because I believe as they was coming down the road, them old boys was talking about themselves, who was going to be greatest in the kingdom. Who was going to be the big boss, the big dog, if you will. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. They was wanting to know. He's trying to figure it out among themselves. Maybe Peter said, hey, listen, I think I've got the authority here. Remember when he changed my name to Peter, that rock? Amen. Praise God, it takes a rock to hold things down, praise God. I guess I ought to be in charge. Amen. You know how you do with your family, praise God, you puff up and say, I'm in charge. Amen. 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 But then old Matthew, he said, hey, listen, I was over there by the gate collecting those taxes. Amen. I knew what I was doing. Amen. Maybe I ought to be in charge. You see, I was keeping the records. And old Judas said, wait a minute, boys. Look here. He said, he done trusted me with the bag. I've got the jingle in my pocket, praise God. Maybe I ought to be in charge. Hey, if we ain't got this, we ain't going to go far. Amen. Have you ever seen a situation like this where people rise up and everybody wants to be in charge? Amen. Everybody wants to be the greatest. Amen. The Lord begins to ask them, going to one to the other. He said, what was you talking about? I don't know. Ask him. Now, they had a question on their hearts. Now, listen to me. Don't die on me yet. They had a question on their hearts. And Jesus was ready. Amen. He was ready to answer their question. I thought about that as I thought about James. Over and over in the book of, James, in chapter number 1. The book of James, chapter number 1, if I can find it. James said this in verse 5. He said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men. Now watch this, liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. See, I believe there was a little wavering taking place here. And Jesus said, hey, listen, what was you talking about? What's the question you had on your heart as you was coming down the road that you was discussing so adamantly? What is it that you'd like to know? And they hesitated. Perfect opportunity to have your questions answered. Amen? You said, preacher, how can we ever get our questions answered? Down at the house of God, in the Word of God, amen, in Sunday school class. Listen, you young people, praise God, you're hit these Sunday school classes wide open. And if you got a question, praise God, you're to throw up your hand. He said, well, preacher, them youngins make fun of me. No, they won't, because they probably want to know too. Amen. Are you hearing me? Praise God, every one of us wants to know the truth, praise God, and the truth will make you free. Amen. They was afraid to ask the questions. They hesitated. The debate on who would be the greatest. Amen. So we have the location, then we have a litigation. The Lord brings it up. Amen. He takes over the litigation of the process. He takes over the litigation of the procedure. We got a lot of litigation going on in the world today. I thought about that as I was thinking about this. Litigation everywhere. Everybody brings back people to court. Amen. Trying to get things fair. Yeah, why can't we do it the way we used to, praise God? Get together, discuss it, see what was best for us, praise God, and proceed with the help of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. God knows, praise the Lord, we don't. But the Lord, we see him, the Lord begins to present the case. See, this hesitation, praise God, he said, but they held their peace. Now that held means to hold and keep holding. They were quiet and they just kept being quiet. Amen. They wasn't nobody going to break the ice. Nobody going to say, hey, Lord, I was trying to tell them. You need to go tell them that I'm the greatest. That I'm going to be the one. See, could have seen Peter say, could have seen John and James, the sons of thunder, praise God. They'd say, hey, listen, I'm going to sit on his right hand, and you're going to sit on his left hand. But then James said, wait a minute, I'm going to be on the right hand, you're going to be on the left hand, I'm going to be great. He said, so no, praise God. Hey, listen, it could have went on and on, but glory be to God. I'm glad God, amen, the litigator come along. And he said, praise God. He said, I'm going to give it to who I will. Amen. He begins to lay this thing out. Amen. We think we're great. Sometimes we think we're all that, don't we? Amen. But we're not really. But the Bible tells us here that they held their peace, for by the way, they disputed among themselves who should be greatest. But now watch what takes place. And he, Jesus, sat down. Now when I see him sit down there, I think he's sitting down. Now watch this, youngs, as a judge. And the funny thing, I got thinking back last night after study, and he cut, Bible says, and he called the 12. Ain't that amazing? That's a number of a jury. Amen. I wonder where we got that. Amen. He calls the 12 unto himself. Calls them. He sits down and he calls jury. He calls the 12 unto himself. And look what he says. He says to them, he said, if any man desire to be first, the same, or that same man, shall be last of all. And what? Servant to all. He said, if you want to be the greatest, he said, then you've got to become the least. I'll tell you what, it turned those old boys, it turned our world upside down. Amen? He was debating, amen, praise God, I'm the best. I'm the greatest. I'm the one. Amen. But the Lord says, praise God, if you're going to be the greatest, if you're going to be the first, praise God, then you've got to be last. Amen. No more pushing to the head of the line. Amen. Being courteous, allowing others to go first, praise God, being gracious in the Lord. Amen. Boy, we miss that in America, don't we? Amen. We'll run slam over somebody to get in the door first. Amen. We'll knock some platform out of the way, try to get that parking spot. Amen? Amen. We will. But he said, hey, listen, if you're going to be first, then you've got to become last. He turned the world upside down. The philosophy today, amen, it should be shattered with this text. Amen. Praise God, it should be. Amen. No more pushing to the top. See, we live in a world, everybody wants to be on top. And there ain't nothing wrong with having ambition. We all ought to have ambition, but we ought to have ambition in a proper manner. Amen? But we're willing to push to the top if we have to push everybody out of the way. Amen? Now, I know me and Terrence, we're competitive. Amen? We might do a little pushing and shoving, amen, when we're competing, but we hope we don't hurt each other. Amen? Amen? You got to be careful with your aggressiveness. But he said, listen, say, we all want to compete. We all want to get to the top. We all want prosperity, praise God. We all want the power, amen, that comes and being on top. But praise God, hey, listen, we all want to rise up, but praise God, we don't want to do it by greedy measures. Amen. Got to do it in a proper manner. These guys said, hey, listen, said, hey, I want to be greatest, but I don't know about doing it the way you say. Amen. We want to do it in a different manner. We want to do it in a different way. But God said there's only one way to be greatest, and that's to become the least. Only one way to be first, praise God, and that's to be last. Our flesh don't do good with that. Amen? We're competitive by nature. We want to do good. We want to be prosperous. And we could care less, amen, if it hurts somebody. Hello? Oh, me? Amen? We don't care if it ruins somebody as long as we're on our way up. As long as we keep climbing, as long as we keep going ahead, as long as we keep getting ahead. Amen. Oh, me. This is a shouting message. Somebody shout. Amen. Praise God. We can. Praise God. But we don't care for ourselves. Hey, verbally, we'll abuse people. We'll put them down. We'll get over at the boss person. We'll say, hey, you know what that sorry rascal done? He come in a minute and a half late yesterday morning. First time he'd been late in 47 years. They run to the boss, man, he come in a minute and a half late yesterday morning. What about that? The bad thing is the boss man gets to going through the time cards And that person that's telling him that, they've been 5 minutes late for the last 6 months, every day. Amen. But if you're by telling it, by putting it out there, by verbally abusing this one, praise God, it'll make me look better. Amen. Anybody ever been there? God help us. Amen. Help us, Lord. Amen. But it's by putting somebody down. And you know what? What we do is we do this, and when somebody fails, somebody's failure, praise God, we're happy about it. Amen. God help us. God help our heart. I'm trying to put our hearts out there today. See where we're at. See where we're living. See what we need to do, praise God, to be that to bring God glory in these lives. We got a whole community. And I think we've got a community represented right here today. I believe we can make a difference, church, in the community we live in. Amen. Amen. I believe we can if we just get geared up right. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, there ain't many of them. Praise God. Let me tell you something. You gear up any rooster upright, praise God, and he can pull a freight train. Amen. Amen. There's nothing we can't do with the help of the Lord when we get our hearts right. When we get going in the right direction. But we don't want to see nobody fail. But when somebody fails, we're glad about their failure. When somebody's weak, amen, we'll pounce on that weakness. When somebody's vulnerable, we'll use that vulnerability. Amen. We'll abuse it, if you will. And it's sad today that there's a whole lot of that in churches. Amen. It oughtn't to be so. Amen. Every one of us, praise God, ought to be a tear to encourage and lift up somebody else. Amen. I'm not here to bash nobody down, praise God. I'm here to lift you, encourage you. Praise the Lord. But then God, the Lord Jesus Christ, he lays this thing out here. And he gives us a visual. Amen. The Bible says he says, if any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all. And the Bible says, and he took a child and set him in the midst. Mia, can you come up here to Papa a minute? Amen. Amen. Luke, can you come up here with me a minute, please? Come up here. Come up here. Amen. Now, this is serious. I want you, look, Maya, you sit right here. And Luke, if you will, you sit right there, okay? Appreciate you, buddy. Now, I want to give you this. You know, you pay attention. This is what Jesus did. Because he loved them old boys. And he knew that they had love in them. But they just hadn't been brought out yet. They'd been going about things, but going about it in the wrong direction. With the wrong attitude and wrong desires and the wrong aspect of the situation. And the Bible says that he took some little children, he brought them, and he set them down there in the midst of them. He set them down there where they could see it. Maybe nobody's a looking. He beckoned to a little youngin', and he said, sit down right there. Amen. Did you have a seat right there a minute, would you? And then the Lord watched as all those people milling around the house. You know how it gets when a house is crowded? People are milling around. People are everywhere. And they was working around them little young'uns. And they was talking here and talking there. And they was a-talking here. And they was a-talking there. And they didn't pay a bit of attention to those little young'uns. Have you ever done that? God help our hearts. Sometimes may I say, Papa, I know you got the hearing aids in. You can hear me. Amen. But sometimes we ain't careful. We just don't pay attention. But Jesus said he set them in the midst of them. And he said, and when he had taken him in their arms, I believe he set them down there and let them smell around there a little bit. I believe he let them mill around a little bit. And I believe he come over there and he took them up. Come here, youngins. Come here. I believe he pulled him up in his arms. And he said, you know what? You know I love you. You know I'd help you any way I could. I promise I'll always be there for you. You know that? You know I'll never, never, never intentionally disappoint you. But I'm going to do my very best to always put you first. You know why I do that? Because I love you more than you'll ever know.
You believe that, right? You believe that, man? Amen. I believe the Lord done that. Just say, still a minute. I believe the Lord done that to them little youngins. Them disciples, them folks was watching. And they seen the hand of God. He saw it in the midst of God. Amen. They seen the Lord as he sat down there. They had been ignoring him. They'd paid no attention. Amen. But God Almighty. Amen. When Jesus took them in his arms and he showed them, he said, it's not about me. He said, but it's about these little old children. It's about the ones that I love. And he said, I don't love you any less. I don't love you any less than I love them. Amen. But you need to love them as much as I love you. He said, that's what it's about. He said, it's not about who's the greatest. He said, it's about who, praise God, lifts up the least. It's about who has compassion and love in their heart. Amen. It's about those that would love the Lord Jesus Christ for who he was. Amen. Touching moment. Amen. That probably not a dry eye in the house. I said, oh, look. Look how much he loves them little old youngins. Look how much he cares about them. But then the Bible says this, and it amazed me. The Bible says in verse 38, and John answered him, saying, Master, we saw one casting out demons in thy name, and he followed not us. And we forbade him because he followed not us. Now John is John the Beloved. In a little while, John would be the one that would lay his head upon his breast before he was crucified while he was sitting at the Lord's Supper. But see, he tried to change the subject. Amen. He said, yeah, I said, we've seen one casting out demons in your name and we forbid them because they're not with us. Because they weren't following us. Jesus said, it's not about following you. It's about following me. Amen. He said, it changed the subject. Jesus said, but Jesus said, forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. Amen. But then listen to what he says. He rebukes him, and then he says this in verse 4, so he that is not against us is on our part. He said, fellas, listen to me. We got enough enemies. We don't need no more enemies. We need folks that's on our part. We need folks that's on our side. Amen. He rebukes him. He says, and then he goes in verse 42. Now listen to this. And the Lord brings them back to the visual in verse 42. And he said, whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were cast into the depths of the sea. I believe Jesus got back there. I believe Jesus got hold of them little ones again. He said, these little ones, anybody that would offend one of these little ones, anybody that would hurt one of these little ones whom I love, he said, it would be better if a millstone, a grinding wheel, big concrete, big stone was hung about your neck and you was cast into the depths of the sea. Amen. It'd be better. Because he said these little ones are what's important. These little ones, amen, these children. Amen. You just can go sit down. But he was speaking more than just a little. He was speaking to the children of God. Amen. He said, if we do anything to hurt one of the little ones in the Lord, he said, it'd be better for you, amen. It'd be less answerable. Just have a millstone put around your neck, cast into the depths of the sea. Amen. If we offend one of those little ones. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I'm so great. Yeah, we think we are. But he said that's really great is those that one that's last, that one that's least. That one that puts more emphasis on somebody else. He was teaching them visible. He was teaching them a lesson. You say, well, I let me ask you, do you think it worked? Do you think it took? St. Mark chapter number 10, verse number 13. And they, now this they is in the masculine tense, so it means that some fathers, some men.
And they brought young children to Him and that He should touch them, and His disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, He was much displeased and said unto them, "Suffer the little children to come unto Me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God." They didn't learn their lesson. Amen. They started bringing children to Jesus. And they said, "Wait a minute. Hey, you daddy, you don't, He ain't got time for this. Get those little children away." And they said, Jesus was, it made Him sad. Broke His heart. Amen. Said He was much displeased. Said, "Suffer the little children come unto Me and forbid them not." He said, don't stop them. Don't hinder them in any way. They need to come to Me. For of such is the kingdom of God. When Luke was sitting here and Mia sitting here and I was asking them questions, I was just relating questions to them, and they believed what I was telling them. He said, that's what a little child does. They believed what Jesus Christ has told us, that He loves us and He cares for us and He's there to take care of us. He's there to help us so that we can help others. Amen. We're not that great, but He is. What they was admitting, that, you know what, we think that You're going to do what You promised You'll do. And Jesus says this, verse 15 of chapter 10, He said, "Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein." Amen. "And He took them up," the little children, "in His arms and put His hands on them." He blessed them. Amen. He loved those little children. Amen. He said, "Forbid them not." He said, "Such is the kingdom of heaven." Praise God. The kingdom of God. He said, praise God. He just scooped them up. That's what He wanted to do today. He said, "We just bring them unto Me. Suffer little children." Kind of like, what does that mean to me and you today? It means that we ought to be able to get them to the Lord. Amen. Whatever it takes, whatever we've got to go through. Listen to me, church. Whatever we've got to go to is get those little children to the house of God. To get them to the Lord Jesus Christ. To get them in there, praise God, for His glory. Because such is the kingdom of God. Such is those, praise God, that'll believe and be saved. Birthed in the family of God. He said, "How do you do that?" He said, "Get the idea out of your head that you're all that, and pray. Instead of thinking you're great, praise God, make yourself a servant to all." Amen. He said, "But make yourself last." He said, "Then you'll come in first." Amen. In the eyes of a holy God. Amen. We think we're great, don't we? But we're not. But we serve a great and a mighty God. In Christ Jesus our Savior, praise God. And He said, "Suffer little children to come unto Me." He said, we need to be getting them in. Amen. You say, who are they, preacher? They're me and you, and Brother Don, and these little children, and mamas, and the daddies, and the mamas, and the papas are all the little children that need to come unto Him. Amen. And whatever we've got to do to get us there, to get them there, then we need to be about the Father's business. Amen. Let me ask you a question this morning. Are you willing to put yourself second? Are you willing to put yourself last so that others could be first? Amen. It's a competitive world. We want a competitive edge, don't we? We need something that'll make us go just a little bit ahead. Let me tell you how to get ahead today. Just drop back to behind. And start encouraging others along the way. Let me give you an example of this, and I'll hush. When I was in high school, I run cross country to stay in shape for wrestling. Didn't care a whole lot about anything else. They wanted me to play football, but I was too little. They'd killed me. So I'd run cross country. And I was the team captain on the cross country team. And it's not about me, but there was a little girl named Regina, and she wasn't about that tall, and her legs was about that long. And why she wanted to run cross country, that never made no sense to me. But boy, she'd take... And we had to run from North Buncombe High School all the way around by the old racetrack, all the way back down Weaver Boulevard, all the way back to high school every day. That was our training. Up the hills, down the hills, up the hills, down the hills. And I would run ahead.
But then when we get to the hill, over past the old racetrack where you used to come across the bridge and start up the hill, she'd fizzle out right there, Regina. So what I'd do, I'd stop and I'd turn around. I'd run back to that bridge. And when she crossed the bridge, I'd get behind her and literally push her to the top of the hill so she didn't stop, so she didn't quit. Amen. And when I got her to the top of the hill where she was where it's downhill most of the way, then I'd take off and run. I'd catch the boys that was way ahead of me by then. And I'd meet them at the school. Amen. Because why? Because she was part of my team. And I wasn't going to leave her behind. Amen. Listen, young and we're all part of a team. And we can't leave nobody behind. Amen. If we have to be last, praise God, God says we'll be first. If we do it from our heart. Amen. Praise God. But he said, what we've got to do is just commit ourselves to the Lord. Say, Lord, help me to be what you would have me to be for your glory. Help me, Lord, to bring the little children unto you. Amen. Help me to never forbid them. Help me, Lord, to be there for them. Young, listen. We need to be bringing the little children unto the Lord. We need to be doing our part. Setting an example. Being last so that they can be first. Putting them ahead of us. Amen. We're bringing up a whole society, a whole world that's lost without God. People everywhere around us is lost. But we need to be setting them an example. Amen. We need to be bringing them to the Lord, bringing them to God and saying, Lord, please deal with them, help them, show them in me the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We think we're great, but we're not. But we can be. If we just ask the Lord Jesus Christ to help us be a servant unto all. Amen. Let me ask you a question this morning, closing. Do you have a servant's heart? Do you have a servant's heart?